Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Always great to see Christians, visitors, friends, with the mindset of Jesus Christ. Christians who want to worship God in spirit and truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. I'd like to take this moment to acknowledge the visitors, friends, and guests. I speak on behalf of the congregation. We are encouraged by your presence.
Yes.
And we pray that we can reciprocate the same encouragement. Our objective for today's lesson is we have a statement with missing words. And our objective is to fill in the blank, then the lesson is yours. Some have chosen to follow the path of the blank. Salvation, we must call on the blank of the Lord. We're going to try to do that within 30 minutes, okay? Amen. The second objective, to ensure that we have our spiritual knowledge is correct, because our souls are so valuable to God. We want to make sure that we're correct. See, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, he said, "Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many dare there go at." He said, "Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way will lead to life, and few there find it." Jesus is informing us that there's only a few Christians that's on this road, church. Therefore, it's vital that it behooves us that we investigate that we are on the correct path. See, the Bible, God also says in Hosea 4 and 6, he said, "My people are destroyed because what? A lack of knowledge." Statistics have revealed that 100,000 people die each and every day unprepared to see God. That's too many people on our Christian watch. Therefore, it's vital, it's urgent, critical, that we try to reduce the personnel that's dying on our watch. So I have looked at the scripture right here. We understand this scripture. It would help us in our endeavors to spread the gospel. It helped us to reduce some of the personnel that died not knowing Jesus Christ. See, John and Peter was placed in prison. They continued to preach the one church. They continued to preach the gospel. And that one day, 5,000 people were saved. You hear me? One day, 5,000 people were added to the church. This has to be our mindset. Look around. There's empty seats here that need to be filled, church. Amen?
Amen.
So when we look at the scripture, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If we really understand this scripture, we will know and recognize that we cannot navigate our way to salvation unless we have Jesus Christ in the picture. See, Matthew said in Matthew chapter 1 and 21, it said Jesus came to save us from sins. If we really understand the scripture, that scripture, we will understand that salvation is only available because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
John 6 and 68 said, "Jesus, the Holy One." Yeah. If we really understand the scripture, we will understand that we cannot follow man's way to salvation, because it's a huge mistake. Jesus says in Luke chapter 13 and 14, he says what? He says that the door to heaven is narrow. Meaning that we have to be really detailed in the way we go about doing our works. As Christians, we got to be following the detail of Jesus Christ. If we really understand the scripture, he's letting us know, church, the only way to salvation, the only way to eternal life is through Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying. So what I'm saying to you right now, church, I'm saying that we can't navigate our lives. We can't navigate to salvation. I'm trying to tell you right now, only way we have salvation in here today is because of because Jesus gave it to us. Only reason. What I'm saying to you right now, if we follow man's way to salvation, it's a huge mistake. Only way I'm telling you right now, eternal life. We want all of us here today, we want eternal life. So we just spell a name. We are commanded to tell the lost about the name of Jesus Christ, the key to salvation. Church, we are on, if you're a Christian, you are standing on watch. You're on watch right now. This will reduce 100,000 people that die each and every day unprepared to see Jesus Christ. We got to tell those folks that are lost the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus that can help us, help them see salvation. See, I'm talking about tell them that Jesus is the prophet in Deuteronomy 18 and 15. Tell them that Jesus is the Holy One. Isaiah chapter 17 and 7. Tell them that Jesus is the everlasting rock. Isaiah chapter 26 and 4. Tell them that Jesus is the Redeemer. Isaiah 59 and 20. Tell them that Jesus is the Son of the Living God. Matthew 16 and 60. Tell them that Jesus is the Son of God. Matthew 17 and 5, tell them that Jesus is the bridegroom. Matthew 25 and 12, tell them. Oh, come on, we got to tell them, church. Got to tell them that Jesus was. Is that the Lamb of God, John 1 and 3, 36. Tell them that Jesus is the bread of life. Tell them that Jesus, that good shepherd, John chapter 10, verse 17. Tell them that Jesus is the truth and the life. John 14 and 6. Tell them that Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. John 14 and 14. Tell them that Jesus is the true vine. John chapter 51. Tell them that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 11. Tell them that Jesus is the head of the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Tell them that Jesus is the chief cornerstone. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Tell them that Jesus is the mediator between us and God. 1 Timothy 2 and 5. Tell them. We got to tell them, church. We got to tell them that Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Kings of Kings, Revelation 19 and 16. Tell them that Jesus, that high priest, Hebrews chapter 4 and 15. Tell them that Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 and 12 and 2. We have to. That's our duty. That's our obligation, church. See, Paul says in Philippians chapter 2 and 9, he tells us, church, wherefore God has given them a name above everybody. Above everything, church, we have an opportunity while we're still breathing to tell the lost that they need Jesus. See, Paul also says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, he said that every name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. All things in heaven, all things on earth, all things under earth, and then he said, everyone will confess that Jesus is the Christ, is the Lord, our Lord, church. That's what I'm trying to get us to understand. We got to stay. We can't just stay here and just be holy. We got to go out there, out in the world. Yes, sir. So we just accomplished that. Look, we got my name already, huh? We're almost there. Look at the scripture reading, says. He said, and one of the malefactors were to hang rails on him. Said, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answer rebuked him, saying, "Does not thou fear God, since thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for receive due rewards of our deeds. But these men have done nothing to me." These two thieves, and they're having this conversation while Jesus is on the cross. So let's keep going. "And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou come into the kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Jesus made a promise to one of the thieves that he was going to be in paradise. And I'm not going to drift off and go to the paradise because we'll be here another 30 minutes. So we're going to keep it on the lines of Jesus making a promise. Jesus made this promise. Now understand, he made this promise. When he made this promise, Christianity is not there yet.
Right.
He's still under the law.
Right.
See, Christianity takes place when Jesus died and resurrected 3 days later.
Yep.
But we got to keep that in mind. We got to understand that part of it. So the title of my lesson is Trying to Break into Heaven. Let us acknowledge this, though. We're going to acknowledge who will not break into heaven. See, Jesus says in Matthew 16 and 18, he said unto thee, he said to Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." What he's trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, those who are in his church, those who's in the church, those who are faithful, will not have to break into heaven. So, who's breaking into heaven? We know those that are doing the crimes and are doing wicked things. But we're gonna get a little. I want to surprise you. Who would try to break into heaven? It would be those who think they are religious. See, there are some religious folks out there doing every activity they possibly can for their organization. The reason they're breaking into heaven because they do not have salvation. You see, Paul says this. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. He was in the Jewish religion. And he said, he profited in the Jewish religion above many, my equal in mind, my own nation being more exceeding zealous of the traditions of the fathers. Paul. He was doing what he thought was correct. He was doing. So what you trying to say, brother? He was in the wrong organization, the wrong church, the wrong salvation. See, he didn't get right until he obeyed the gospel. See, we have to obey that gospel. That's the only way we can attain salvation. So who's trying to break into heaven? Gonna be surprised here. It's gonna be those that are honest. Those honest people. Those folks that will be so honest. They'll tell the truth that they'll find themselves guilty. They don't mind telling the truth if they call themselves guilty. We talking about why they're breaking into heaven, because guess what? They don't have salvation. You have to have salvation. See, being honest is not enough. You have to have salvation. You got to be according to Jesus Christ. You see, Paul said this. He said, and Paul was earnestly beholding the council, and he said, "Men and brethren, have I lived in all good conscience before God until this day?" He was doing everything. He was doing everything for the Jewish council. He was doing everything. He's been honest, but guess what? He didn't have salvation until the day he got baptized. And that's the mindset we got to understand in that church. You can be honest as you want to be, but if you don't have Jesus, you don't have that salvation, it doesn't mean anything. Who's breaking into heaven? Be those who reject the invitation of Christ. It would be those who do not give the invitation of Christ. See, if you look around, we have so many seats around us that we can put in the church. The Bible tells us, just the Bible itself. This is Jesus telling us. He said to his servant, go out in the highway and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Meaning that this is not an obligation. This is not an option for us as Christians. This is an obligation. This is our duty. We have to go out there and bring people to the house. Yeah. I mean, we got to teach them the lost. We got to teach Jesus Christ. Yeah. We got to study our Word of God. There's things we got to do. And we got to keep worried about somebody rejecting us. And he goes on to tell those folks, those who, when we give them the Word of God to them, when we give the Word of God, guess what? They're going to be judged too. Because the Bible tells us in John chapter 12, verse 48, he that rejects me, receive not my word, will have the same word judged upon that day. They're going to be judged by the Word of God. We just got to do our part. We got to go out there and spread the gospel. Spread that name. That wonderful, great name that can save our soul. Who's breaking into heaven? Be those folks who think they did enough to get in heaven. See, Jesus tells in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 23, he said, not everyone that said to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God. It's in heaven. He said, but many that were saying to my day, I prophesied in thy name, I cast out devil. He said, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work in iniquity. We got to continue to work and continue to spread the gospel to the day we die. That's the mindset we got to have. Who's breaking into heaven? Be those who treat people fair. I have no friends. I have friends that they are pleasant to be around. They are kind. Enjoy. They don't look at no one with an ugly gouge on their face. But see, they don't have salvation. If we don't have salvation, we're not plugged in the church that Jesus has built and died for, we are in trouble. They are in trouble. So they need to hear the church. You see, one of the persons that were real fair to everybody, Cornelius. They said Cornelius was, the Bible said Cornelius was a devout man. He feared God. I know we talked about that this morning. He feared God. He gave to the poor. Oh, he prayed to God consistently. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough because what? He didn't have salvation. And that's why he called on Peter. He called on Peter to what? To help him get salvation. And eventually he got salvation because he was baptized in the church. We have to understand that church. We got a duty. See, this is the recap of what you said. There's some people that are going to be thinking because they're religious. They're going to heaven. There are people out there who are honest. Our brothers and sisters and friends and siblings and cousins and aunts, uncles. They're honest. Doesn't mean anything. When it comes to salvation, there are people who have rejected the invitation, and then our duty is to give an invitation out there. We got to fill God's house up. Tell us, as people are thinking they have done enough. I helped build the church. I helped build them. But you got to continue to move forward. You got to continue to progress. We got to continue to spread the gospel. 100,000 people die each and every day unprepared to see Jesus Christ. I mean, we got to continue to do what? Continue to teach and continue to show people the word of God. There's people. So these fair and great people, these good people, these good people that won't harm a soul, gonna lose their soul. Why? They're trying to follow the thief. The process of the thief that was on the cross that Jesus said he won't give them the paradise. Not understanding that Christianity didn't form right now. Christianity didn't happen that on that cross until the day he died and resurrected 3 days later. We got some organizations out there teaching, follow thief's way instead of Jesus' way. That's why the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study to show thyself approved. That's why the Bible tells us in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. When we renew our mind, that means daily we're in this gospel. We're in this gospel. We study, we're renewing. Because we're not perfect. For the next 10 minutes. Next 10 minutes, we're going to pin this last word and we're ready to go. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So who? You know, this is my parents told me, I grew up in not a great neighborhood. Taught me not to steal. Do not hang out with people that steal. Told me not to tell my children, and we go on and on. The one thing that's most important in our life, in our everybody, is our soul. That's the most important thing we have. Yes, we won't follow the path of the thief. Do that make any sense? This is the most important thing we have, our soul. So we don't want to hang out with them, but we want to follow their direction because it's the easy way out. Yeah. I wait till the last minute, and then I confess Jesus, then I'm saved. Yeah. See, the Bible tells us in James 4:14, it said that light is a vapor. Meaning it goes like this. Bible also tells us in Proverbs 8:17 that we need to seek God early. And one of the smartest guys in the Bible, Ecclesiastes 12:13, said, he said, come to the whole conclusion. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So we ought to, guess what? We ought to fear God in a way that we're doing everything that God said to do by detail. Now, how this lesson sparked me, because my sister said, you should put it, I'm supposed to give a lesson too. When I came back here, but I work in an office with a Pentecostal church or a minister. And I was trying to mind my business, but he was saying something to someone else about being saved. And I had to interject. So that's how this lesson sparked. And I said, wow, if he preaching this, I might as well let everybody know. So that's how this lesson came about. And he came in this, just what he put down in my face. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, Brother Rose, hey, you see, this is it. You're saved. I said, man, you gotta continue to read. No, that's it. See, what he did, and he don't know from the ignorance of, see, God said, 4 and 6, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. When he failed to say that he's removing baptism out of the equation. He's talking about a baptism that is a new birth. John chapter 3 and verse 5. We talk about baptism that add us to the church of Christ. We're talking about a baptism that wash away our sins. Acts chapter 22 verse 16. We're talking about a baptism that's not made for infants. Acts chapter 8 verse 12. We're talking about a baptism that is not a sprinkle, but a barrier. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. We're talking about a baptism that's planted. You're planted. Colossians chapter 2 and 12. We're talking about a baptism that saved us. 1 Peter 3 and 21. He want to remove that out of the way, out of the equation. I said, wow. See, Paul said that. Apostle Paul said that, brother. And you not hearing him? I said, oh, man. What did Jesus say? He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believe not shall be dead. You shall be baptized. You don't know what you're talking about, Brother Rowe. You don't call me Brother Rowe, but that's what he said.
That's sad.
I said, okay. I said, who are you going to be? Paul or Jesus? Well, he kept going. I said, let's keep going. Let's see if Paul was wrong. Paul said, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That unto word helped kill many souls. See, because we got to understand what unto really means. See, unto means approach. Into means when you in, you in. I'm in the building preaching. The next 7 minutes, I'm going to be unto the parking lot going home. That's the difference. When you unto something, you're approaching. So if you read the scripture now, understanding what you just understanding now, for with the heart man that believes unto righteousness, approaching righteousness. And with the heart, mouth confessing made approaching salvation. He's not there yet. He didn't want to hear that. I said, okay, let's keep going and keep reading. He said, for the scripture said, whosoever believes in him should not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek. For the same Lord all is rich unto all that call on the name. Call on him. Mm-hmm. Question is, I ask you, how do we call on the name of the Lord? How do we call on the name? Do we do the sinner prayer? Do we yell and call out Jesus? What? How do we call on the name? See, we got to go back to the Bible. See, the Bible let us know. See, the Bible, Peter preaches the first sermon. He said, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How do we call on the name of the Lord? He said the same thing Paul on Damascus, on the road to Damascus. He told him what? And now arise. He said, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. Wash away thy sin. Call it on the name of the Lord. We got to be baptized. In the right church, the right organization, guess what? That's how you call on the name of the Lord. I guess I finished before. Amen. As we conclude the lesson, some have chosen to follow the path of the thief unto salvation. You must call on the name of the Lord. We got to continue to study. Continue to break the continue to study in the way that we can tell those that are lost about how to get to Jesus Christ. Because the ultimate goal is our soul. This soul is so precious to us. This soul is so precious. This soul gonna last forever. This is the image of God that we have, our soul. Our body gonna deteriorate, but this soul gonna last forever, ever, ever, ever. So this is how we get there. See, God has done his part. I try to do everything detailed. Make sure we know God done his part. See, we heard the word of God today. Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and 17, so faith come by hearing the word of God. You got to believe. Believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. The Bible says in John 3 and 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you believe in Jesus Christ today? You got to repent. Turn away from them evil ways. Dennis said, be sorrow for that. Don't go back to that way. Just change. But you need God's help to change. You need God's help to transform you. To be a better person. To be a person that Jesus would call one day and say, you are great. You are great. Come in. You don't have to break into heaven. You're in. You got to confess the sweetest name in the Bible, that Jesus Christ. The Bible says, whosoever therefore confess me before men, hereby confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Yeah. And you need to be baptized for the remission of sin, and we are baptized in the day. Will you come? And we sing this song, that's for select. Will you come today?